Tapering Zolpidem, How to Get Off Ambien for People with Intractable Insomnia. Understanding Intractable Insomnia and Its Causes. Intractable insomnia, also known as refractory or severe insomnia, is a sleep disorder that persists despite treatment attempts. It can be caused by various factors, including chronic pain, mental health issues, and other underlying health conditions. Intractable insomnia can significantly impact a person's quality of life, leading to sleep deprivation and associated symptoms. Common causes of intractable insomnia include obstructive sleep apnea, chronic pain disorders, and certain neurological conditions such as epilepsy. In rare cases, fatal familial insomnia, a prion disease, can also lead to severe insomnia. Identifying and addressing the underlying causes of intractable insomnia is crucial for successful treatment. The role of Zolpidem, Ambien, in treating insomnia. Zolpidem, commonly known by its brand name Ambien, is a prescription medication used to treat insomnia. It works by slowing down brain activity, helping patients fall asleep faster and stay asleep longer. However, long-term use of Zolpidem can lead to dependence and potential side effects. Insomnia patients prescribed Zolpidem may experience improved sleep onset, sleep duration, and overall sleep quality. However, it is essential to use the medication as directed by a healthcare professional and to be aware of the potential risks associated with long-term use. Tapering off Zolpidem under medical supervision is recommended when discontinuing the medication. Zolpidem is in a class of sleep medications known as Z-drugs. These medications work on receptors that affect the functioning of the GABA receptor in the central nervous system. The activity of Ambien at these receptors is similar to the mechanism of action of benzodiazepines, which include drugs such as Xanax, Clonopin, Ativan, and Valium. Yet, the precise receptors that the Z-drugs work on is not exactly the same as the benzodiazepines. Hence the effects are in some ways similar, but overall, very different. When overcoming Zolpidem dependence, there are some similarities between Ambien tapering and benzodiazepine tapering, but it is important to realize that these drug classes are related only in very general terms. It is especially important to understand that a person should not quit a benzodiazepine cold turkey and replace it with Ambien. Abruptly replacing a benzo with Ambien could lead to serious acute withdrawal symptoms, including seizures, akathisia, rebound anxiety and insomnia, panic attacks, hallucinations and delirium, depersonalization and derealization, tremors and muscle spasms, hypersensitivity to light and sound, gastrointestinal distress. In some cases, individuals who have taken Ambien for intractable insomnia have increased the dose above what is accepted as the maximum therapeutic dose. When a patient has become dependent on very high-dose Ambien, it is important that they work with a doctor who understands and has experience in safe tapering high-dose Zolpidem. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia. Cognitive Behavioral Therapy for Insomnia is a non-pharmacological treatment approach that focuses on changing sleep habits and thought patterns. It is an effective treatment option for insomnia, particularly for those with chronic or intractable insomnia. CBTI helps patients develop healthy sleep hygiene practices and addresses the underlying psychological factors contributing to sleep disturbances. CBTI typically involves several components, including sleep restriction, stimulus control, and cognitive restructuring. Sleep restriction involves limiting time spent in bed to improve sleep efficiency, while stimulus control aims to strengthen the association between the bedroom and sleep. Cognitive restructuring helps patients identify and change negative thoughts and beliefs about sleep. Tapering Zolpidem, a gradual approach. Tapering off Zolpidem is a gradual process that involves slowly reducing the dosage over time. This approach minimizes the risk of withdrawal symptoms and allows the body to adjust to the absence of the medication. Tapering should always be done under the guidance of a healthcare professional, as they can create a personalized plan based on the patient's individual needs and medical history. The tapering process typically begins with a small reduction in dosage, followed by a period of stabilization. This process is repeated until the patient is no longer taking the medication. The length of the tapering process can vary depending on factors such as the starting dosage, duration of use, and individual response to dose reductions. Alternative treatments and coping strategies. In addition to CBTI, there are several alternative treatments and coping strategies that can help manage insomnia symptoms during the tapering process. Melatonin, a hormone that regulates sleep-wake cycles, can be used as a natural sleep aid. However, it is essential to consult with a healthcare professional before starting any new supplements. Practicing good sleep hygiene is also crucial for improving sleep quality. This includes establishing a consistent sleep schedule, creating a relaxing bedtime routine, and ensuring a comfortable sleep environment. Engaging in regular physical activity and managing stress through techniques such as meditation or deep breathing exercises can also promote better sleep. Monitoring progress and adjusting treatment. Monitoring progress during the tapering process is essential for ensuring successful treatment outcomes. Tools such as the Pittsburgh Sleep Quality Index, PSQI, can be used to assess sleep quality and track improvements over time. Patients should also keep a sleep diary to record their sleep patterns, duration, and any associated symptoms. Regular check-ins with a healthcare professional can help identify any challenges or setbacks during the tapering process. Treatment plans may need to be adjusted based on the patient's response and progress. Collaborative decision-making between the patient and healthcare provider is key to finding the most effective approach for managing intractable insomnia. The importance of support and persistence. Tapering off zolpidem and managing intractable insomnia can be a challenging and lengthy process. Having a strong support system, including family, friends, and healthcare professionals, is essential for maintaining motivation and overcoming obstacles. Joining a support group or connecting with others who have experienced similar challenges can provide valuable insights and encouragement. Persistence and patience are crucial throughout the tapering process. Progress may be slow, and setbacks are common, but it is essential to maintain a positive outlook and celebrate small victories along the way. With the right treatment approach, support, and mindset, it is possible to successfully taper off zolpidem and improve sleep quality. Overcoming intractable insomnia. Intractable insomnia can be a challenging and frustrating condition to manage, but there is hope for improvement. Tapering off zolpidem under medical supervision, combined with cognitive behavioral therapy and other coping strategies, can help individuals with severe insomnia regain control over their sleep. By working closely with healthcare professionals and maintaining a commitment to the treatment process, it is possible to overcome intractable insomnia and improve overall quality of life. It is important to remember that every individual's experience with insomnia is unique. What works for one person may not work for another, and finding the right combination of treatments may require trial and error. However, with persistence, support, and a willingness to explore different approaches, it is possible to find relief from even the most stubborn cases of intractable insomnia.